It's your host, Little Nina of Let's Discuss Books. Here we are, season two. I want to thank all my listeners for tuning in on Sundays or whenever you tune in. I want to thank you all. I greatly appreciate it the most. But fall is my favorite time of the year. I love it. My goddaughter is in high school. She's a freshman, so I'm excited because she's coming up on our first homecoming. I'm actually nervous because, you know, I know how it was for me when I entered high school. I was scared shitless. But anywho, while we're talking about school, I just got done reading a teen novel called Excuse Me While I Ugly Cry by Joya Gaffney. You guys, go ahead and check out that latest episode, that first episode actually of the season. Check it out. I hope you all enjoy. Peace. Well, 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 here we are, season two. I can't believe we made it to season two. I love this whole podcast thing. I'm very excited. I got the support and everything else of that nature. I love it. But let's get into this segment, okay? Come on, come on. Let's get into it. Excuse Me While I Ugly Cry by Joya Gaffney. Great author. I love how she set up this book, the whole plot. Now, I'm going to take that back. The plot thing is kind of like, you kind of know you kind of guess the plot, you know, but Joya has basically took you away from that plot because the main character had to battle and deal with other things outside of that plot. So she had you focusing on racism, being pressured by her parents attending this university that they attended. While focusing on trying to find out who took her diary. So the plot, yeah, it's, you will guess what's going to happen at the end and everything else, but there's other things that the main character is dealing with. But Joya, which is the author, she grew up in a small town in Texas, and what inspired her to write this novel is that she was the one that had a to-do list for her to complete while she was in high school. And it'd be like stuff like hugging a boy or eating a cricket. And she kept all this in her journal that she, or diary, however you want to call your diary. So she challenged herself by completing all those tasks, in which brought her to writing this novel. And I love it because when I was in high school, yes, I kept a diary, but I'd jot down some things if my mama pissed me off or a boy that I liked or something that I did and I didn't want nobody to know. And it'd just be like stuff. I'd get mad at my mom and be like, my mama get on my nerves. Ugh! She made me wash dishes. Ugh! Stuff like that, okay? And what else? I'll put down, oh, I smoked weed for the first time with my best friend. And I didn't want her to know that at all. My mom, when she washed my clothes. And yes, my mother washed my clothes when I was in high school. When my mom washed my clothes in high school, she was like, She didn't know I smoked weed. She was just like, maybe her friend smoked weed. But she never really said anything about it. To me about it, because she just figured, oh, her friends must smoke weed, you know. But I only tried it once in high school. I didn't want to get caught again. Well, I didn't want to get caught at all, but she never did question me. But those would be some of the things that I jot down in my diary, or if I had a crush on a boy that I actually like, or I put down numbers of the list of a friend, my male friends that I had, and talk on the phone, because I couldn't talk to boys at the age of 18 on the phone. My mom was like, you cannot talk to no boy on the phone. I'd be like, man, ugh. But I would still talk to him on the phone. Shoot, I had my cousin on there on the phone with me. We'll call one of our male friends and be on the phone. We had the chat line back in the day. If y'all listen to this recording, we had the chat line. Here we are. Age 17, no, It started at 14 when I'm not gonna even lie to y'all. 13. We was on our chat line talking on the chat line, okay? We'll sit up here and be on a chat line. We're doing our little recordings and talking to these other guys because the chat line, it was free for females, but the boys, they had to pay. The men had to pay. And some of the guys, we could basically tell if they're like young or old because some of them really sound like really creepy and old. You'd be like, oh my God. But I had like a little voicemail or chat line, and my cousin had like a little chat line too, a little voicemail. When we'll meet some guys on there, and they'll be like 18, and here we are 13, 14 being fast on the chat line. But we'll never meet up with them because back in the day we was smart. We was like, oh heck nah. And some of them we did actually, I say two of them that we actually met, and they was around our age. So there were things like that I would jot down in my diary. And my mama, when I had moved out when I was 23, my mama found my diary. She was cleaning out my room. She was like, hold up. Mama went past everything else and jumped on herself. She was like, so you was mad at me on this day? You was mad on me on that day? But she even failed to mention about the weed I put in there. I smoked weed. I met up with a couple of guys. I didn't even do anything with those guys. Me and my cousin will go meet them at the mall. She ain't even said nothing about that. She said, oh, yeah, I read your diary. I can't believe that's how you felt about your mama. I'm like, oh, yes, mama. You did piss me off, though. And she kept on going, I can't believe that. You gonna talk about your mother in your diary? Okay, first of all, I would got on myself about, so you smoked weed? You came in, you snuck out of the house. Oh, you did all that? Where was I at? And stuff like that. But nah, she jumped over everything else that I did that was bad. I thought that was bad if she found out. But nah, she got to herself. Oh, so you did not like your mother? You hated your mother? Oh, I'm like, oh my goodness, really? Really? But She got over it, you know. I just found it kind of funny that she jumped over everything else and got on herself. And she didn't even mention nothing about the bad stuff. She was like, I said, so what about the weed thing, Mom? Oh, I didn't care. I thought your friend smoked weed. So I figured you were just around somebody. I didn't care. I was like, oh, okay. And I said, what about talking to boys on the phone? I knew you was talking to boys on the phone. I just didn't say nothing. I said, well, you said I couldn't talk to boys. She said, I said you couldn't, but I knew you was going to do it anyway. I was like, okay. But you're going to say that about your mother, though. I was like, okay. But anywho, I knew better not to take that diary to school because I didn't want nobody to find it. See, kids back in the 90s going into the early 2000s, we were smart. We hid our stuff. We didn't take our stuff to school. And if you did, we had a lock on it. Because you can buy diaries that had like the, back in the day, I don't know if they still make them now. But we had a diary with the lock. And you could just lock it and that's it. You have the key on you. So we had stuff like that. Okay, we didn't keep it in. We were just smart. I'm just saying. But back to the author. Joya, She wrote her to-do list and she completed them in high school. So this would inspire her to write this novel. And the novel is a fiction, teen fiction. It's a romance novel with a touch of mystery in it because we had to find out. Well, let me tell you about the character. The main character is a lovely young lady by the name of Quinn. She goes to this private school. She's black and all her friends are white. But the school is predominantly white. I mean, all these kids that attend the school is basically well off. And if you go to the school, some of the kids might be there on scholarships. And there's like three black kids that attend the school, including Quinn. Quinn's parents is well off. Her mom is an attorney. And her dad, I think, is his attorney too. But anyway, but you have Carter that goes to this school. He's there on a well, no, his dad, which he doesn't care to talk to, is paying for his schooling. And Olivia is there on scholarship, which is Carter's sister. But anywho, we have Quinn. Quinn is a great character. Great character. She's my favorite, I believe. She's my favorite. Also, Olivia is too, because I like how that Olivia have that self-confidence and boost of confidence, ready to kick somebody's butt, whoever stepped to her. But Quinn, she's timid, and she very seldom speak up for herself. Even though she finds it a problem, she'll keep it in. And then also, she finds that a lot of things she don't really deserve. Like, she don't deserve some of the things that her parents have bought her. She feels like she doesn't deserve that. And she have these two girls that she hang out with, and they're white, by the name of Destiny and Gia. Destiny is her good friend. Oh, and also Matthew. They live next door to her. So, you know, those are her friends. And while she's around Destiny and Gia, they will say some racial things. And Quinn kind of brushed it off, like, okay, whatever. And she don't really mean it. But on this last go around, when they hung out, they didn't took it pretty far. And Quinn was like, you know, that's kind of too far. So she stopped. She dropped him. She stopped talking to Destiny. Meanwhile, Destiny thought that she stopped talking to her because she thought it was because of Matthew. And Quinn has a crush on Matthew. She likes him. And she thought that, you know, I think Matthew was trying to go on a date with Destiny. So, anywho, you guys, go check out the book so you guys can go ahead and read about it. But with that going on, with that last going around when they hang out, when they went to the store, she didn't like some of the racial things that Destiny and Gio has said. Because in the book, it had mentioned that Quinn considered herself as an Oreo. And what I mean by Oreo is she white on the inside, she black on the outside. So she's more like, that's what they tell her. She's kind of brushed it off. But they was talking, Destiny and Jill was talking about some these employees at this store, and they went too far. And they looked at Quinn as like, hey, she don't care, you know, kind of brushing and overlooking. Quinn really felt bad, and she stopped talking to him. During that mix, she had a homework assignment to do, and she was paired with Autumn and Carter. Well, she already knew about Carter. She had a crush on him. Carter is black. She had a crush on him, and they was paired together. During that mix, he accidentally picked up her book, okay? And somebody took her diary, which I call the book, but they took her diary. Somebody took her diary, blackmailed her to accomplish some of the things that was in her to-do list in her journal or diary, whatever you want to call it. They blackmailed her. So during her quest to find out who took her diary, she found out some couple of things about Carter's lifestyle. She was able to meet Olivia, find out some things, and got to know Carter and Olivia. So meanwhile, you know, we already figure out the plot, but Joya drags you away from that plot and to focus on other things that Quinn is battling with. You know, the pressure attending this university that our parents went to, also dealing with racism, and then meanwhile finding out who took her diary, and also dealing with cyberbullying. And I remember when I was in college, I had to do a speech on bullying, and cyber was one of them that I mentioned. And nowadays, it's crazy because with one click and you post something, it's just bad for you, because kids nowadays are mean, and they've been mean even back when I was in school. But now it goes overboard to the point to where you can load a picture that somebody sent you, and you can load a picture and that whole person is just destroyed. And to me, it's very dangerous because that person, kids are, they can take their own lives because their whole, their personal, their pictures, everything that they had in that diary or something personal of them is just exploited on site, on the internet. And it's crazy. And so now, when you're talking about bullying, bullying went to a whole nother level. And I think that goes with the times that we are in now. Bullying and just go to a whole nother level. So Quinn is dealing with that. So all we know about the plot and everything else, but Joya pulls you away from that plot and have you focusing on the pressure from her parents attending this university, the her friendship with just friendship, racism. And then also having to deal with herself, building up that self-confidence within herself and telling these people, her so-called friends, and have her build up that confidence to tell them about themselves. Because I'm glad I wasn't in this area, because I would have been suspended a long time ago, because I would have beat up Gia and Destiny. And talk about those people. Say who want to fight me? Y'all can't whoop me? Look, I'm getting mad right now. I'm getting mad and frustrated. I was frustrated and mad about when I was reading this novel, because these girls took it to a whole nother level. And then it's not just the girls, but the people who she hung around. They would just say some racial things around Quinn, and then Quinn wasn't really saying nothing, and it tore her up on the inside. You know, it really did. She really didn't have that self-confidence to tell these people about themselves. But by her hanging around Carter, it built up herself. Carter and Olivia, I should say. It built up her self-confidence. So, when we talk about this novel, yeah, you can guess the plot all you want to, but you're focusing on other things that Quinn is going through. And her parents. And also her grandmother that she was close to, being put in a home, losing her property, all these things. And her grandmother is battling, what is that word? Guys, we gotta have to take a break so I can find out what that word is, because I forgot what it is. Dementia. She's battling dementia. If I said it right, hold up. I said we have to go. Let's go into a break, because I need a drink. And yeah, so the main character, Quinn, she had to go through a lot of things that she, as a teen, could be alive. Her grandmother is battling with Alzheimer's. And then the fact that her parents is pressuring her to attend this university that they went to. Also dealing with her friends, with them saying racial things and having stereotypes already against her race, which is crazy. That's a lot of things that she had to go through while she was in school, and also have to battle with herself, building up that self-esteem as well. So when we talk about that, it just brings back memories when I was in high school. That's a lot of stuff that I had to go through. I had low self-esteem. I mean, I didn't think that I was I didn't think I was attractive. I didn't think I was pretty. I didn't think all that. I had to sit up here and I just beat myself up for that. Then it doesn't help when you have you can overhear people talking about you. Not saying that I was picked on, but you can also hear and what other people might view you as. You know, they view me as the quiet girl. But I also heard, I remember in high school, I heard one girl was like, "Oh, that girl's ugly." I was like, "Bitch, I wanted to sit up here and fuck her ass up." Y'all, sorry for cussing, but I overlooked her because I was like, okay, I'm not going to sit up here and get suspended over this helpful. Heck no, I was not going to do that. But you have to be careful how you treat people. You definitely have to be careful how you treat people, because whatever goes around comes around. And I definitely, definitely believe that. Karma is a bitch, okay? So, yes, I had to fumble over that word. But, yes, karma is definitely a bitch, okay? Be careful. Be careful how you treat people, because you have... And that's why, like, now, the suicide rate is high still. It's still high. And it is just not for kids, but it's also with adults. And what they went through and how they feel. And most people are like, oh, it's a cop out. It's a cheat of, they cheat their death. They get mad. People, your loved ones get mad. But when you, words do hurt. And when that evil spirit come into your body and just, and you start thinking of things like, I'm not pretty. I'm not this. I'm not that. I'm trying to do better. All this, that demon, when it gets in you and you get depressed. And sometimes people don't beat depression. That depression overcomes them. And you feel sorry. So when people commit suicide, I feel sorry for them. I can't help but I can't be mad at them. Because when that demon, I fought depression for a while. I really did. I really fought depression for a long time. And it took nothing but the Most High to get me through, and having people that's positive that's around me to help me to get through with this depression. And when you don't have that support system and you're there by yourself, it's like a devil's playground. So when you hear people, it pisses me off when people say, well, I'm pissed because he was a coward because he killed himself. I'm like, what? Nah, and it depends on the situation. Like, you have those situations where a guy is in a relationship with the female and he kills the female, and the family end up turning the gun on himself. That's a coward, because you killing her and the kids and then you kill yourself. That's a coward. You shouldn't have to kill those people. Don't kill them. They don't have nothing to do with that. That's a coward. But now, if you're dealing with a person that commits suicide, that's dealing with depression, and they're by themselves, it's kind of like you can't be mad, but you can be sad. Like, dang, I wish he would have reached out. Dang, I wish I was there to help him or her. I hate that that happened. You know? Because when people fight depression, you won't even know it. Some of them, you can't even tell, because they appear to be happy on the outside. Or when they be around other people, you will never know. Some you won't even know about. When they come home, they have their own demons that they fight. And sometimes it's drug-related or alcohol-related. So when it comes to treating people, just be careful. And make sure you teach your kids. Be careful how you treat people. Don't look at them like you better than them. Never look at someone like you better than them. Oh, just because they don't wear name brand clothes, it make them less of a person? No. Name brand, you just paying for the name, honey. Because I'm going to tell you, they using the same fabric. The fabric, they all come from the same place. I tell you that. You just paying for the name, like Versace. You just paying for the name. All that stuff, you just paying for the name. You're not paying for the brand, the fabric, the clothes. Because once you wash them, the value goes down. You wear them. You wear them outside. The value goes down. Oh, just because you have Nike shoes and all those shoes and all those clothes that make you better as a person? No, it don't. It don't at all. And kids today, teenagers today, or I call them kids, but they battle through that when they in school by popularity, on what the person look like, how many friends, or what type of cliques. All that stuff that teens have to go, and that's what Quinn had to go through when she was in school. She had to battle racism as well. So when we talk about this book, definitely go check it out. Read it. Check it out. Because I tell you, baby, I praise God that I didn't have to go through some of the things that she went through. Because I tell you, I'll be one fighting heifer. Yeah, when I was in school, guys didn't too much care to talk to me like that for real. Although, when I tell you about my diary, I would never sit up here and take my diary to school because I don't want nobody knowing what I did. I put everything in there, okay? But, like I said, go check out that book. It's a very good book. I hope you all enjoy it. And check it out and send me a review. A message, not a review, but a message. And let me know what you think about it. I checked out some of the reviews on it on Goodreads. If you guys have Goodreads. If you don't, go to www.goodreads.com. Definitely, it will keep up with your readings. And then also, you can look at some of the reviews on the books that you want to read as well. But that's actually... go check it out. But I was on Goodreads and I read the reviews off of it, and one review stuck out to me, and it says that it was pretty much scattered. You already guessed the plot, but it was basically scattered. I was like, hold up. Yes, you can guess the plot off, because it's a romance, okay? You can guess, okay, yeah, she falls in love, but it also pulls you away from some of the It pulls you away from that plot and also focus on what Quinn was going through. The pressure from her parents, her dealing with her grandmother, fighting Alzheimer's, racism, friends, all that stuff. And also with her self-esteem as well, building up her confidence to go against her so-called friends, all that stuff that she was going through. So yes, go check out that book and let me know. We are at the end of this episode. I hope you all enjoyed it. Don't forget to share this on your social media. And also, you guys can follow me on Instagram for Love of Books and KC, the number 4, and Love of Books and KC, all lowercase letters. Tune in for the next one, and I hope you all enjoy. Peace.